Startup Maryland is a for entrepreneur, by entrepreneur movement to help celebrate entrepreneurship and connect the incredible resources we have here in Maryland for entrepreneurs.
I just want to make sure, is this a state agency or a state-funded effort?
None of the above. We're a loose collection of entrepreneurs. We have gotten some support from our state DBED and different organizations across the state, but it's all for entrepreneurs, by entrepreneurs.
Governor Perry is meeting with business owners and entrepreneurs today. Were you invited or are you...
We were not invited. Okay. We were down the street doing our second annual Pitch Across Maryland. We were at Bethesda Green Incubator. We had it planned for 6 months. The fact that he was three blocks away, we couldn't resist but driving by and offering an alternative view of what Maryland has to offer business.
And what's the message you want to offer, Governor Perry?
That there's a lot more to meet the eye in Maryland, that we've got an incredible ecosystem and we've got resources for entrepreneurs to start and grow businesses right here in Maryland.
He would argue that the tax climate, the regulatory climate is not friendly for starting businesses in Maryland. What do you say to that?
Well, I would just say that there's a lot more to building a business than taxes. You can take your money and reinvest it in your company. We've got some tax credits. There's lots of different things that a business needs to grow and thrive, and we've got a lot more than just that.
Julie's doing well, but I have to ask you a couple of questions. Forgive me. You did a terrific job, by the way. What's your message to Governor Perry?
Essentially, this bus with the Maryland flag and the Maryland Pride theme wrapped around it and the video studio in the back is all about celebration. It's telling the stories of the entrepreneurs in their words and bringing it back with us so that folks, you know, in the media, in the community, the investors, know what's happening just under the radar with innovation and startups in Maryland. And it's about diversity. We are blown away with what we find on the three-week tours that we do. We started on the boardwalk in Ocean City. We went out to Garrett College up in the mountains.
You were in Howard County last week, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
We were yep. on Friday.
Okay, on
yep.
Friday. That's what I thought.
Yep, at the Maryland Center for Entrepreneurship, which Julie runs as her day job, and at the Howard Community College. And once again, that diversity that we're finding, Maryland has been known for its feds, meds, and eds. But what we're finding is oyster aquaculture being revitalized in the mid-bay. 50 years where that oyster fishery has not been there. Johnny Shockley and his family hosted us at a tour stop on Hooper's Island. And the Phillips family came to show their support for what they're doing. Stalwart Maryland brands like Phillips, Under Armour, McCormick. Those are the brands that are going to help breed and recognize the next crop of entrepreneurs.
Are you also an entrepreneur? I mean, what is your day job?
Yeah, so my day job, I'm president and CEO of a company named CloudTrack in Annapolis.
What is CloudTrack?
We put an audit trail behind sensitive information in the cloud. So there's a cybersecurity component, and there's also a business productivity and governance and compliance.
How many people? That's a growing field. How many people do you have working for you?
We have eight people internally. We have a large distribution channel through partners. That's essentially how we go to market. Just announced a nice relationship with Cisco Systems on Monday.
Congrats.